Hare Krishna. Let me just ask you, I'm just curious to know. I know that about 10 devotees arrived yesterday from Berlin, maybe 10 or 12? 13. Yes. I just don't see Jayatam still.
He's in the kitchen.
Good. Kitchen. And may I know, other devotees, you are coming from Holland, perhaps? Nilambar Prabhu's contacts you are. When is Nilambar coming? Do you know anyone? He's here. He came late, perhaps, yesterday. Good. It's nice to see so many young devotees. I think our German devotees are still arriving. I hope they have a plan to come. But it's so nice to see your enthusiasm. Gives happiness. One rule, please, Shuno, listen now. Those who play instruments, that means the kartal players, should always come around the madanga player, because then the rhythm section is right on time. No? This is necessary. Kartal players, and of course it's always good to practice playing the instrument outside of the kirtan, but then only if you are knowing to play the instruments, then you play it in the kirtan. I think that's understandable. And we need to always sing for Krishna. That is very important. Oh, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And I just wanted to see if you took attention of yesterday's, if you have. If you can recollect, yesterday it was in the opening session we talked on what subject, please? Prayer, yes. Some of you are university students, so you should be able to remember what you have heard in the class before. It's crucial. So in spiritual life, it's even more important. So what were the four elements of prayers?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, that's how it starts, yes. Yeah, that is always right, but specifically here, what does it mean? You express your situation to the Lord, no? In a humble state of mind. Now, my dear devotees, I will ask you a few times, so you better listen now. So, expressing our situation before Krishna. No? Then, the third element of prayer, what was it? Yes, gratitude to what Krishna has given us. And the fourth element, yeah. Now, this is not a theoretical concept, but you can do it now, for instance, in this, we will chant Hare Krishna, so you can apply this now, no? And it is not that this knowledge of Krishna consciousness should be very far from our own practice. We should really integrate it in our practice. I think that is one of the problems which many followers of our movement have. They hear a lot and practice a little only. So that is that you should avoid as devotees. You should hear and immediately practice. And for that, you need to remember what you have heard and apply it. Good. I'm just making the point because, you know, You should be benefited. When you leave Goloka Dham, you should really be very, there should be a profound change, and you should feel, oh, I can actually be with Krishna. It is possible. I have made a little taste now while I was in the temple, and I can do, can increase this more. Please know, hearing a lot and applying what you have heard will immediately bring excellent results, but hearing a lot and practicing a little will not help you to become free from the material influences. That is clear, no? So I will a few times remember you, and then I might ask one of you at the end to give a summary of what you have heard in the whole retreat. So you never know if it's you or someone else, so you better listen, no? And make notes. Hare Krishna. So we will sing now Jaya Radha Madhava. And then we will chant Hare Krishna, and please remember what you have heard, the four elements, yeah? Just making sure. What is it?
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jaji Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jaji Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Jaji Sodanandana Rajajananandana Yasodanandana Rajajananandana Yamuna tira mana chari Yamuna tira mana chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha 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 Dunya bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
One more time, all of us.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bo.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskajyade Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Govardhavinda He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Jai Sri Rame Shyam. Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. Yesterday when you all arrived and I was requested to give the introduction lecture, it was very important for me that this festival or Mela meeting will be most beneficial for all of you if you can connect with the idea of this gathering. as we said in the old times, the time before the between the years, the old year, which is coming to the end, and the new year, which is about to start, was a time of reflection. Even Christmas in the old times was a time to reflection, although it might have become over the years something different. One of my friends wrote on his well-visited YouTube channel, Christmas, give presents. And then he wrote another, a list of others, eat. So then he crossed out a few things which he thought was wrong, because the modern time had put this into it. The idea of Christmas is not to give presents, so he crossed out give and wrote be, and then he crossed out the S. So then the corrected version of Christmas read be present. To what? Well, in spiritual life, and I assume you are all on the spiritual path. We will have a few guests, of course, who are thinking, should I or should I not? But by and large, you are on the spiritual path. We are present to God, to Krishna. We are present in our relationship with Krishna. We are also more connected with ourselves, with our true self. Not the false self, but the true self. So in this time, this is a little bit the idea. Be present before Krishna. Be present in your own true life, you know. True life means you are as a part of Krishna, and you are making at the moment an experience in this world where you can learn a lot. No? Be present, be aware a little. And therefore, during this time, yesterday we suggested to use the time a little bit in your relationship with Krishna. And what was the thing we suggested what to do? Please, then. Someone is saying very softly, you can pray. Yes, pray. Learn to the art of prayer, because that's the way in which the soul can so easily connect with the Lord. In praying, the soul's voice should rise. It should become stronger, and you enter really into a relationship with Krishna, and in that relationship, the complicated material life which we all have to lead becomes a little silent, and then we come out strengthened from our relationship with Krishna, and then it's easy to take care of, or easier to take care of the various tasks and duties and perhaps challenges even in our lives. So this is the secret of bhakti. You turn to Krishna. No, bhakti in the Bhakti Sutras of Narada is explained by Shandilya Rishi as a profound feeling of irritation when you are not in connection with Krishna. This is our problem. We are not connected with Krishna, and we think no problem. But in bhakti, the first step is, oh my God, I'm not enough connected with Krishna. That's my only problem. Nothing else is so needs so much attention as this one. And in this, and in my two lectures which I will give, I don't know how many lectures in the morning, think two or three, I forgot. I will try to give you some tips from our scriptures, from our traditions, from our acharyas, how this can be done, how each one of us can be more present in his or her relationship with Krishna. Do you think that's an interesting subject? Yes. Is it relevant, or should we talk about the Gaza Strip, perhaps? It's also very important, and the various... Luis, what do you think? It's relevant. Good. So let's get into this. Hare Krishna Nilamba. I'm seeing you. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome. So we will... there is one work of the founder of our particular line in which we worship Krishna, our lineage, Srila Rupa Goswami, who gives us a very interesting information how to be present with Krishna. And when I did read this, I start exploring it, and my dear devotees, for me, I thought, now I can practice Krishna consciousness. I thought I had not really understood the hidden secret of bhakti before, and I became very enthusiastic. I gave already one lecture series about it in Vrindavan, where very sincere devotees had assembled in the valley of Giriraj to improve their spiritual life, and I will repeat some of the insights and many new in this lecture series. So I will read the verse with you. Syat Krishna nama charita disita bhyavidya. Syat Krishna nama charita disita bhyavidya. Pito pataptarasanasya narochikanu. Pito pataptarasanasya narochikanu. Kintvadarat anudinam kalu saiva yushta. Kintvadarat anudinam kalu saiva yushta. Svat vikramat bhavati tat gadamulahantri.
Svat vikramat bhavati tat gadamulahantri.
Yes. So let us chant one more time, and then I will request one of you who has caught the meter of this verse to chant it, lead the chanting. Syat Krishna nama charitadi su sita bhyavidya.
Syat Krishna nama charitadi sita bhyavidya.
Pito pataptarasanasya na rochikanu.
Pito pataptarasanasya
Kintva darad anudinam kalu saiva yushta.
Kintva darad anudinam kalu saiva yushta.
Svad vikramad bhavati tad gadamulahantri.
Svad vikramad bhavati tad gadamulahantri.
Yes, someone of you please.
Syat Krishna nama charita disita bhyavidya.
Syat Krishna nama charita disita bhyavidya.
Pito patapta rasanasya narochikanu.
Pito patapta rasanasya narochikanu.
Kintvadarat anudinam khalu
Yes. Is there a Vaishnavi who is confident with this meter? Vaishnavi means a female devotee of Krishna.
Yat Krishna nama charita disita vyavidyam.
Yat Krishna nama charita disita vyavidyam.
Vito pataptarasanasya narochikanu.
Vito pataptarasanasya narochikanu.
Thank you very much. I would like to introduce the translation of the verse with a comment of a very prominent Vaishnav theologian of the 15th century. He said, we are separated from Krishna and we have forgotten the sweetness of what it means to long and hanker for our lost relationship. In other words, he says there's a sweetness when a person sits down and acknowledges, yes, I'm separated from Krishna. And because it's when he tastes this sweetness, he will be able to do something about his main problem in life. But if you do not have any idea in you that you should be connected with Krishna, you should actually, yes, you should see him, you should talk with him, you should play with him. If you have no such idea, or if the idea somehow has been lost to you, you may have had it in the beginning of your spiritual path, then it's problematic because you will not do anything against it. There is a sweetness in awakening to the fact I am actually now separated from Krishna, because this is the first step in your movement towards Krishna. So here is the verse for you. The holy name, the character, the pastimes and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. So it means Krishna's form, Krishna's personality, how he is, how he looks, all transcendentally sweet like sugar cane. Candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. You all know this verse. It says, just like a jaundice patient cannot taste the sweetness of sugar, although the sugar is his medicine to become cure. In this, it doesn't mean white sugar or refined sugar. I'm saying for the biologically conscious audience here. It is unprocessed sugar, like in jaggery or you know. So he cannot taste it. It is so terrible for him that he spits out the sugar, although he could be cured by it. So the same thing holds true for someone who's covered by ignorance, and for him Krishna, he's more or less dealing with Krishna like Bakasura dealt with Krishna. This Vishwanath says, Bakasura, the crane, Asura, spit out Krishna when he came in to his beak, his being. So, but there is a cure, and I want to speak about this cure. This cure, my dear devotee, is hidden. Even in this translation, which I have read to you, the cure is not coming out. It's a secret. And therefore, I want to read to you another translation of the verse. It says, Aho, how amazing! It's truly amazing! Even though Krishna's names and pastimes, etc., means also his form, his very personality, are certainly sweet, like sugar candy, they do not appear tasteful to a tongue bittered by the jaundice is a disease, of beginningless ignorance. However, if that same sugar candy, what in the analogy is the sugar candy here? Krishna's names and pastimes, everything about Krishna. If that same sugar candy is accepted every day, now listen, with due respect. Some other translator said, if you every day listen to Krishna's name with affectionate respect, then it certainly becomes progressively tasteful and fully destroys that jaundice at the root. So here is something which I personally have overlooked for 50 years. I have chanted, but I have chanted out of duty to finish my 16 rounds. I chanted because after some time I liked chanting. I chanted also because I must admit to you I'm very attracted to the idea of stilling my mind. Vishwadev Prabhu yesterday told me something. He said, since everyone stays most of the time in their head, make sure that inside your head is a nice place where you stay. You know, don't make it a place where there's garbage and unnecessary things, or worse even, where there are bad moods like anger or hopelessness or anything. Make sure inside here is a good place, because most of you are from morning till evening inside here. So that was Vishwadev was saying like this. I thought it, I said, that's good. I will tell it in my whenever it fits in my next lecture, so to say. So I'm very attracted to this, to lead a life that is progressive, that is happy, that is not boring. And I know the holy name. If I chant, it takes all the dust and all the pollution, the mind pollution, air pollution we know, but mind pollution, it takes it out. So I was interested to this, but because I didn't have the right angle, I have missed the main point. You are supposed to chant to make a relationship with Krishna, and therefore you treat the holy name, which is after all this is Krishna's name, with affectionate respect. And the verse says, Kramat, if you do this one thing, you have to do it regularly, Anudinat, Kramat, then gradually your disease of ignorance is destroyed. I do like, as a German, the word kramad. It means in steps. It's something which my mind can deal with. It's progressively. Okay, I do this now, a step A. I remember when I came from the hospital, I think I had a surgery. Ananda Vardhan from our community in Neuruppin drove me to where I live, and I said, can we just, before I go inside, I would like to try to walk. So he put me out, it was near a graveyard, I still remember, out of the car, and I was very slowly for, I believe, 20 minutes or so, and then I could not, the pain became so intense, but I was slowly walking, step by step, and I kept this practice. In surgery, the surgeons tell nowadays their patients, try to move your body as soon as possible after surgery, so that everything comes back. And step by step, I really remember, I became good, so that now I can even dance. Well, it started much earlier, move. And then step by step you come to this. So here's a process which works step by step. It's not only doable for the most advanced people, it's also for the beginners who are still a little bit suffering from the after effects of the illness of avidya. So first of all, in our lecture series, we need now to look at what the word avidya, beginningless ignorance, means. I believe many of us suffer because we don't know from what we are suffering. We suffer because we have our relationships are not optimal. We suffer perhaps because of some dejection in our because our children are not really cooperative with our attempts to show them something higher in life, and so on. Well, there are different causes of sufferings, but the real cause of suffering is often not known to us. We have this indistinct feeling, oh, something is not all right, but where do we start to correct it? What can we move? And here the scriptures say, we all suffer due to avidya. Now, avidya is not what the normal Hare Krishna devotee thinks it is, ignorance of something. It means something very concrete. It has in the Bhagavatam it says avidya has five distinct functions, how it influences us. Would you like to know them?
Yes.
Why? I think if you know what it is, you can cure it. But if you don't know what it is, what avidya is, you cannot cure it. So at the beginning of creation, the creator Brahma had to make sure that his creation is an environment in which the souls who wanted to forget Krishna can forget Krishna. The creator had to further make sure that they would forget their true self. And therefore he created this subject or this avidya, which has five functions. And you can only understand what it is that troubles you if you go into the five functions. It all starts with tama, ignorance of mathematics. Ignorance of the true self. You somehow cannot connect any longer to your true self. The next thing, it is somewhere related, is moha. It means considering the body to be the self. That's how we live at the moment. Every morning we wake up, okay, what was my passport name? What was given to my, that was given to me at the time of my physical birth? And then we know, oh, okay. Moha, considering the body to be the self. Then comes Mahamoha, the illusion to think that material enjoyment will make us happy. And finally, Tamishra, the anger that arises upon frustration of such enjoyment. Actually, it's only the fourth. And fifth is, under Tamishra, to consider oneself as dead and without any purpose when material enjoyments are forcibly snatched away from us. These are the five causes of ignorance. It means really forgetfulness of your true self and what you truly need, to speak in simple language. And it is this layer that covers us that makes us act in a forgetful way. And sometimes when we are in spiritual practice, especially at Vrindavan, we have seen how these layers, this curtain, it's also a curtain, is moving a little bit, and a little bit of the reality comes through. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, we wonder, what was that? What did I just feel? That is something that has nothing to do with my previous experiences in this world. And I like it. I want more of that. Has any one of you already made such an experience that for some moments the curtain opened and you found something so delightful, so sweet, so interesting? I see some heads are nodding. No experience like this, others? Perhaps you feel shy to talk about it. Yeah, it's not something where we immediately go, Hari Bol, without thinking what we were Hari Boling to. It's something very deep. It's something very precious. It's something which all of us hope for and yearn for, where we think there must be a reality different from what is presented to me in the material, but due to my education or so on and so forth. So it is when this... So this is the problem we are dealing with. Forgetfulness of Krishna, our true self, and our true needs. And we keep on running after things like good education. I'm speaking to our Indian-bodied congregation here. Good relationships, perhaps, a good job, some things where we, perhaps an area where we can express our false self through art or so on. We feel that is so necessary. And yes, to some it is necessary, but it is the secondary thing. Secondary, zweitrangig. The primary is, I need Krishna. No, once we are sure about this, then everything comes nice. So I will now enter with you into an analysis. It won't be too. I will give good. I will make it entertaining. You don't worry. It won't be too much without on an empty stomach, so to say. But I want to go with you in an analysis how we can progressively move out of the coverings of beginningless avidya. So I want to chant a mantra, an introductory verse from the Katha Upanishads. It says, may Bhagavan protect both of us, the teacher and the student, or the speaker and the student, because we are entering now into the secrets of Krishna consciousness. It is said that this is only, Rupa Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is for those who are serious in their spiritual life. And other commentators say this is for those who want to be initiated or who are initiated, this knowledge. No, it is in the category of rahasya, so we need to pay enough respect to this knowledge. So I will chant with you in Sanskrit something, but I want to read it first. May Bhagavan Sri Krishna protect both of us, speaker and student. May he, Krishna, bestow upon us the highest fruit of this study. May he give it to both of us. No? May both of us attain the strength to realize this best of truths. We need strength. May our studies shine forth brilliantly. We should be enlightened, you know. May we never envy each other disagree and quarrel with each other, because then the transfer of knowledge can't happen. May peace pervade the three worlds. Three worlds means the higher planets, may there be peace. The middle planets, that's where we are, may there be peace. And the lower peace. Planets. Therefore, we say three times Shanti. So, ready? We will chant this now. Om. Sahanavato. Sahano. Bhunaktu. Saha Viyam Karavavahai Taj Tejasvi Na Aditam Astu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Often what we have heard so far is that the chanting may not work for us, and we may not experience purification of heart and experience of the bliss of Krishna consciousness because of one thing. What is we often hear is the reason for our failure to advance. Aparad, offenses. In a religious institution, that is always stressed. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But don'ts are not bringing the fruit of which we look for. We cannot make offenses responsible for all of our failures, Because in the Bhagavatam it is said on the path of bhakti, that is devotion, even someone who walks with both eyes closed, he doesn't know of what he should not do, you know, and he makes mistakes and he makes aparad. Even though he does so, he will reach the end at the end. So you can't say, you have to see what does it positively mean to chant. I want to tell you one disagreement I had with a very big temple in our society. The leaders had invited me to lead a kirtan event, and they wanted to publish a flyer, what is kirtan? So they said, you please sign the flyer. The flyer said, no one can sing lead kirtan who has a beard. The ladies cannot have a sari where their belly button is exposed. You know, the sari has to be, I don't really, you know, you know what is a belly button? Yes. No, yes, no, no, oh, Krishna. So, and it was all about these external rules which are not even found in any scripture. But I think the managers of this project were thinking, I don't even want to say. So I wrote back to them, but I understood kirtan differently. I thought it has nothing to do with hairstyles and with dress styles. I thought the idea is to praise Krishna. And then I gave verses from the Bhagavatam and so on. So shouldn't we write this on a flyer of kirtan? And they said, Maharaj, you're right, but we are just so afraid that modern influences will water down. I said, well, that's another thing, but we are now meeting for kirtan, where we need to speak about kirtan. So my dear devotees, this is an example I wanted to give to you. They have not printed the flyer, they printed a wonderful flyer. but I wanted to, I'm not sure that you laugh with understanding. I wanted to make sure that the point is clear. You cannot define spirituality by what things you should not do. You have to define it positively, the things that you should take care of. So aparadas is not the only reason why you cannot taste the sweetness of Krishna and be brilliant. It is because some things about kirtan or this ideal form of bhajan, worship of Krishna, are not perhaps yet understood. So let us turn to the scriptures to understand what is it that makes an ideal japa practice. Would you like, is that a good approach to this? There was one associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name is Gopal Guru, and I think his story is well known. When he was a small boy of perhaps 7 years or so, he once saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to the bathroom with his tongue between his teeth. He was biting his tongue and going to the bathroom. And this little boy, Gopal, said, why are you biting your tongue? Mahaprabhu looked at the little boy and felt sympathy in his heart and told him, Gopal, I don't want to chant the holy name when I'm passing the big toilet. And Gopal said, but Krishna can never be polluted, no? And he said, and who knows, my Lord, you might be taken back to Godhead from the bathroom, and then you are not chanting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, there's a lot. He's a lot, but one of his main instructions for chanting is Trinadapi. And he lived Trinadapi. He said, thank you for explaining the truth about the holy names. I will now no longer call you Gopal. I call you Gopal Guru, my Guru. For these two things, the holy name can never be polluted. It is like the sun, always pure, even if it is in contact with an impure place. And we never know when our last minute comes. We should be with Krishna. So he became a great teacher when he was elder. He was Gopal. He performed many mystical feats. For instance, after he had left the body, his disciples were so miserable due to the separation of their beloved Guru Maharaj that they could not function any longer. So he had asked that his body is cremated for some reason, you know, burned on a funeral pyre. So they brought him, but no one wanted to actually put the flame and burn. They were so attached to him, to his Vapu. So at that time, it was seen how the corpse of Gopa Guru went up and said, Hare Krishna. And he went down from the funeral pyre and stayed with his disciple for many more, I forgot, was it months or even years? You know, he was really, wow, Gopa Guru. And he had a disciple called Dhyan Chandra Goswami. Watch the name. Dhyan means meditation and Chandra, the moon. He's the moon of meditation. That means an accomplished meditator. And he wrote what became known in the earlier Gaudiya circles as a manual guideline for how to practice your bhajan, your spiritual practice, no? And there he defines japa in a very interesting way. Would you like to know this? Mano madye stito mantro, mantra madye stitam manaha, mano mantra samayuktam etadhi japa lakshanam. And the mantra is firmly situated in the mind, and the mind, mind you, this is for advanced teachings now. You will have to focus. It's for for going forward. When the mantra is firmly situated in the mind, and the mind is firmly situated in the mantra. The mantra is firmly, Hare Krishna, is firmly there in the mind. There is nothing else. The mantra vibrates in the mind. And then the mind is also firmly situated in the mantra which goes on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You are there almost like you read a WhatsApp message. Your mind is totally fixed on every word in your WhatsApp message. In the same way, your mind is firmly fixed in every syllable of the mantra. No? But then, such a seamless, nadlos connection between the mind and the mantra is the characteristics of ideal japa. This is in the Gaur Govinda Chan Smaran Padati. It's a guideline. I know this is, I struggled with this verse for 10 years. Oh my God, we are not talking about these things. How can I understand? It makes, in simple English, the mantra when you chant pervades or goes through all distractions and reaches the inner core of your heart, and you stay with the mantra. It is there, like filling you like light in the darkness. When you have light in the darkness, you know there is no room for darkness any longer, right? So the ideal characteristic of japa is that the mantra is there. There is no room for distracting thoughts. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Then we can go further. We are just starting. Let's pause forever. Sadhana, any spiritual practice, is meant for yourself, that you have the benefit of it. To do the spiritual practice, you need to get rid of all the artificiality which you have when you make impressions on others. Oh, I'm doing this. You're alone with Krishna, and Krishna knows anyways anything. And the best place where you do your japa is the best place which God has given us as human beings. Do you know what is your best place? Someone said the heart. Yes. There was once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was once invited to by his dear devotee Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he had cooked for him an elaborate feast. Now, sannyasis in the old times would never eat luxurious food. If you come to my room, you will find pralinis from Govindas. You will find khaki fruits. You will find very good ingredients. In the old times, sannyasis would live by what they would beg, and the people usually were poor. The rich people are always a little miserly, you know. The rich and the poor people tend to be very generous because they know what hunger means, you know. So poor people don't have many good things to give you. They don't have pralines to give you. So in the old times, the sannyasis would eat very simple. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was serving this feast with so many preparations. But while he was serving it, he stood with a stick on the door, because he knew the husband of his daughter, what is this called, the son-in-law, is it, was of a highly critical nature. And if he would come and see this meal of which Mahaprabhu was given by his loving devotee, he would go, criticize, no? So he was there with a stick in his hand next to the door. Now once he had to somehow go to the kitchen to quickly get a new item. And it was at this moment that Amoga, that was his name, his son-in-law, came through the door. And he began to criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You eat like blah, 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 and you eat like blah, 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 and this is not right, and you are known as a sannyasi in Puri, and how, shame on you. He started to really criticize, like, as if there would have been internet at that time. He was not shy to say anything, like it is now the habit of many. So this was... Then Sarvabhauma came back and Amoga ran away. But Savabhauma had heard the last of the offense, and he was broken in his heart. Here he had invited his beloved Lord. He had served him. The Lord had accepted his service. And in his own house, he was badly insulted by his son-in-law. Savabhauma was broken. And he told it to his wife. And the wife said, "May our daughter become a widow." Do you know what this means? Möge Amoga sterben. Amoga has to die. This is spoken by a sattvic lady, then it takes curse. The curse will take effect. If a good and righteous lady is cursing anyone, there is no coming up for this person in this life. So yes, Amoga laid down the next day in his bed, and he never came up. He contracted deadly cholera, I believe. Cholera. I don't know what this is. It's a high fever. It's very bad. And he was dying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him, came to know this. And of course he didn't want that the son-in-law of his dear devotee would die or anything bad would happen to him. So he came to him and said something very good. "My dear Amoga," he said, "how could you allow that envy or bad thoughts came into your heart, which is your best place?" And he said, "Krishnera vasite e yogya stana haya." The heart of a brahmana is by nature very clean. Therefore, it is a proper place for whom to sit there in the heart? Krishna. Why did you allow this, that your heart, which is the sitting place of God, became filled with these bad thoughts? Then now where there's darkness, there's no light. When there's bad things, then Krishna does not come. How could you allow it? And I want to say this. Have we not all allowed that our heart is sometimes misused by these functions of avidya? No. Gandhi was once asked, "What do you do when you are badly insulted, beleidigt by others?" And he said, "I don't allow it to come into my heart. Why should I allow someone with dirty boots, schmutzige Stiefel, to walk through my cleanest place, the heart, and make everything dirty?" So yes, this is in Gopal Guru's perspective, not his disciples, Dhyan Chandra's perspective. Keep your heart as a place for God, and that you do during japa. You let the light of the holy name be there and bring everything out. And the holy name, Hari Seva knows, he was chanting 200 meters away from me, the holy name. He knows when you do that, there are wonderful and delightful experiences in your spiritual life. So I will end now here, and tomorrow we will continue. But what we can do to really bring, to really associate with Krishna as we chant his holy name. Is there anything very practical, something that I can write down, that I can look at when I sit down and do my japa, and then do, and more than anything, something that works. And tomorrow, we will give one verse. It is commented on as by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a very important verse. Sanatana Goswami has included it in his manual, How to Perform Bhakti, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and it is an old Sanskrit word. It's very old, but it is not so much known, because we are now dealing once again with the more deeper truth of spiritual practice. No, it is for the normal people, we say chant and be happy, and when they come back and said, I chanted but I'm not happy, we say try again, you know, and that's a little bit what, or chant more. But this is for new people, and it does not always work if they don't know how to chant. And we need the words of the Shastra to find our path in this. So, good. I hope I have sufficiently motivated you. And you may think, no, but you said this is for advanced devotees. I'm not. Yes, I'm initiated, but my mother knows what I am. You know, the thing is, this is krama, this goes in step. Anyone can do it from any position, however, wherever he may be, because that's another thing of bhakti. Bhakti is always accessible to all living beings. It's not like karma kanda or jnana kanda, because bhakti has to do with love. And the Lord loves the living entities, and all this, everyone can return and become properly situated. So I will finish here. I will see. Does anyone see Gaura Hari at the moment? I don't see him. Also, he has requested me to make an announcement. Or is it you, Manjulali, who will make the... I see you coming.
I will make maybe another announcement, but you can
not first, okay. Then please peacefully sit for a moment. Or on a chair, no? Hier vielleicht auf den Stuhl, oder? Geht? So let me... I was a little long now here. 9:12... Do I reach you?
Yes.
I must excuse myself. Maybe you see some urgency in my heart. Eine Dringlichkeit. No, I feel this is a message which is necessary. I would be happy if more older devotees are here, but it will be recorded and they can, of course, hear it. My dear devotees, it's like, I can tell you very honestly, what motivates me to give this class and to have, you know. It's just like this. I'm now spreading Krishna consciousness, trying. I'm not a good preacher, but I'm trying in the West. That's the only reason I am here in the West, to help people move forward in Krishna consciousness. I have given my life for this. I have not done many other things. I have also given my private time for this. I have not, as a devotee, I've tried to surrender again and again, and do the needful, and travel and preach and so on. I have tried to surrender and not be selfish. And I'm stopping and seeing... Did this work? You know, did we really help our people? I'm Yes, there are always many, many new devotees who come, so we always keep the same number. In fact, we also grow, you know, because so many come to the movement these days. Yes, but someone who tries to be moral and ethical, I have to think, what is with the old ones? Did they get what they wanted to get? Are they happy? Are they spiritually well situated? And then I think, perhaps they were missing something. They were passing by something. Like Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple, you might miss it. Yeah. You know, it's like when I look for my glasses, I look all over the place, but it's right on my table. And I go, I went up from the table. I thought, where is my glasses when I was on the table? They were not there. I could not see them. And then after half an hour of Om Hanumate Namaha, and running around, I find my glasses on the table right before my eyes. And I think, half an hour is wasted again. So Krishna consciousness can be also so simple. It's right before your eyes, but you miss it somehow. So I'm somehow thinking that here is something which, at least it has helped me tremendously. It has really helped me. So therefore I'm sharing this. And I call it secret because of the acharya saying that this, it appears as verse 7 in Upadeshamrita, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, now from this verse on, confidential subjects will be discussed. They end with Radha Dasya, with the highest things in Krishna consciousness. And he says, it may not be for everyone, So, but this first verse of this confidential is definitely for everyone because the verse says progressively. You can start at any place and make progress in this. Good. Any questions are there with you on this subject? I might select the questioner. Okay, let's take one question so that there is some interaction, and I need to also feel my audience. So, Shumit, please ask your question.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you so much for the wonderful lecture.
We have a microphone for you. Yes?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful lecture. Guru Maharaj, I have this question. While chanting, I have observed, let's say for a few mantras, I am with the holy name. And after a few mantras, I am coming back down to the material plane again. And so Guru Maharaj, the thing is, how can we extend it or how can we keep it for longer period of time so that I can associate with the holy name while chanting?
Yeah. Does any one of you have made a similar experience? That in the beginning it is there, and then what you experience is known in psychology as the rule of diminishing interest. The mind finds no interest when it diminishes. With many things, it happens in relationships. In the beginning, it's highly intriguing, but then diminishing interest in the relationship is there. It happens with food. I liked halava like anything when I joined, but now I don't even look at halava. Diminishing interest. It's a psychological law which happens when you do things. There's a very simple and effective treatment which Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita. Yata yata nishalati. This is how the verse opens. It's in the sixth chapter where he speaks about Dhyana Yoga, the yoga of meditation. And the simple rule is, when you catch your mind going again to the material plane, when you notice it, at that moment bring it back. You just practice. Often we don't notice it. It happens in the same unnoticeable way as we fall asleep. Have you noticed that when you fall asleep, when is the point when you really go? You know, you don't know. You know, I once tried to measure it with a wristwatch. You know, okay, I'm going to bed now. It's 9:21. Let me, you know, have that sleepy, lazy look in the eyes. But just there was one eye I'm trying to see when I fell. Then I wake up after 4 hours. Are I didn't fall asleep after 4 hours. I'm sleeping already for 4 hours. I could not know. So many times this the mind goes like, and we are no longer there. So once you catch yourself, and I think you will catch yourself earlier than before 4 hours. Because after some time you go, ah, oh yeah, done, finished, and go. But when you go asleep in your japa, or when you come to the material platform and enter the dream again, Hare Krishna, the moment you catch yourself, bring it back. Sometimes devotees say, oh, Maharaj, I'm so inattentive. I say, good that you notice it. Most of us don't notice it. When you notice that you're inattentive, you can do something against it. But if you don't notice it, like the sleep example, you can't do anything. So that little discipline needs to be practiced, and you will see, as you practice this little thing from Krishna's advice, you will stay longer and longer and longer with the mantra, until you may stay for periods like 10 minutes, which is wonderful for a person who has not yet, perhaps, who is still an Aruchi Bhakta, who has not ecstatic taste and for Krishna. But it's 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 2 minutes, wonderful, you know, for someone who is just where the jaundice goes down. Hare Krishna. So yes, I wanted to just say, can someone give me the plan, please? I didn't bring it, and then I will request our Manju Lali to make an announcement. So the next item is prasadam. Prasadam and free time. I like this word free time very much. It's from 9 to... we serve prasadam from 9 to 11, I believe. And then there is free time. And please, you know, this is the idea of the retreat. Use it nicely. Perhaps you want to come here and chant your rounds. Or you can meet during these times with very good friends whom you wanted to meet and discuss things. And try to stay in the bhava, no? And the bhava means, it's an expression. Yeah, I use it as a... Try to stay in the good vibration, no? And then at 12:30 to 2 o'clock is a workshop with Bhagavad Dhamma about the Sri Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. It's a powerful... Stava. We have a new schedule. Our Nilambar. Wow! How to attain pure devotional service in 5 minutes. No. We are friends. What is the...
This is the news cutting.
Acha. Yeah. So it is... Nilambar, learning unalloyed devotional service. Ah, I was not so far away from the truth. Nilambar, you should all know, is a wonderful devotee, really wonderful preacher, wonderful devotee, has a wonderful character. He's leading the yatra in Netherlands, and... 12:30 he starts in the Bachhaus, in that Bachhaus, you can ask, it's where they serve pizza usually, that's how we know it. And then also as an alternative program from 11 to 2 o'clock, that's 3 hours, there will be kirtan in the temple room, no? The parallel programs. And yeah, my God. The rest, I think, there was a kirtan with Ojashvi. And at 6 o'clock, if you are there, if you can make it, there's Srimati Radharani's coronation ceremony with many nice surprises. So that's in the evening. I wish you a wonderful day in your stay here in Goloka Dham. May Krishna bless all of us together, that this is something nice. Try to serve, we always need help in the kitchen department and also cleaning. You will really make much more out of your stay when you engage in some services for Krishna, because Krishna can be known only through devotional service, no? But hearing is also a service. Just try to be in a service mood. Support each other, talk to each other, inspire each other. And let's try to create this atmosphere where we really gain spiritual strength and advance together. Good. Hare Krishna.